Hi, my name is Natanael Bixen, and I'm the single host of It's Okay, We're Jewish.
What?
What's going on here?
Wait.
How'd you get in the studio?
Wait, this is a locked set.
You see what happens?
What? Steve?
Exactly.
Do not blame Steve for this.
He has the keys.
Who are you?
To the door.
This is actually Steve's fault. I'm going to be completely honest
with you. See? At least this guy's honest. I like you already.
All right. But no, this is not Steve's fault. Solly,
so wait. Hold on. Did we lose the show without, like,
are we
is
not
it yours?
Are we not co-hosts anymore?
Can we work for you?
I'm taking over. It's Okay, We're Jewish. Again, my name is Natanael Bixen, and this whole
okay. Now, I'm not a kiss up by nature, but I definitely should get paid more than Eliezer.
Well, I think. Listen, what do you need? Whatever you need, I will do.
A note from class would be amazing. I'll tell you that first.
Oh. You know who this is?
He's a student.
He's my student.
Oh, he's your student.
He's my student. How but did you get? You really are you not paid. In class right now?
I'm not in class right now.
You need to go to class. You cannot take over my podcast. My podcast.
What?
Whoa. What?
Listen, you're an awesome host.
Yeah, you did a great job. That was a good opening.
Really, really fantastic. Just, I'm going to spitball some questions. Really just one.
Yeah, let's just see how you do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. One. Who's better, me or Eliezer?
Who's responsible for your grades?
No. Answer my question first.
That's a great question.
You've listened to every episode, right?
Yeah.
I wish I could say I've listened to every episode, but I've listened to a couple of them.
Okay, what's your favorite episode?
Yeah, of the two.
I like the one about teachers.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Okay, that was a good one.
I did like that episode.
Yeah?
I got to say, you guys are both great, and I really can't pick favorites. I don't like...
You can, but we can talk later.
But we know. That's fine. We know who you really...
People can always make predictions.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, it's only me and God know who my favorite is.
Okay.
So basically next we have to get God on the podcast. Right.
Okay, so that's good.
Fine.
Well, we have thank an assignment you for now. Helping us with our opening. Thank
Keep you. Rocking it.
Hopefully we'll have you again.
I really hope so.
All right.
That's what the kids say these days, right? Keep rocking it.
Keep rocking it again. That's
have
actually
a groovy day.
It's rad. Have a rad
cowabunga.
Day. Have a rad day. Yeah, cowabunga.
Cowabunga is definitely
actually
up there
cap
for one
cap.
Of the most used things.
You know what that cap means?
Cap.
Like
cap.
It actually means lying.
It's like lying.
That
it's like,
what do you mean?
Someone would say,
like, that's cap.
That's cap. Like, that's not true.
What does it stand for?
I don't know.
It doesn't stand for anything. So, it just means something.
Yeah, but rad cap. Stood for radical. What does cap stand
for? Wait, what could it possibly, how is cap lying?
Like the sky is green. That's cap.
Like, I'm putting a cap on it. Like, I don't believe what you said, so I'm locking it up and I'm putting it away for later.
There's a ceiling for
I need a little
lies.
Snack time at 12 o'clock and take it out.
I think that
maybe delicious. We're looking a little too much into cap. I think someone just randomly came up with that cap. Word.
Interesting. Okay.
Maybe we can
word.
Come up with a
yes.
word. We should do a whole episode on slang.
How about
Jewish slang?
That's so pacha.
Mushy.
Like, it's not fully formed. Like, your idea is okay, but it's pacha.
So pacha.
Yeah.
So pacha.
We could try and get that out in the teenage world.
Let us know. All right. So maybe you'll come back.
If I know anything about teens, it's they love pacha.
They love pacha. Pacha's their thing.
Yeah. Like, when you see these teens that go to 7-Eleven, no Slurpees. They have ground up
delicious.
Bone and jelly
like, what
goo.
Is that floating in there? That's
it's pacha. Your pacha is so pacha.
That is some super pacha.
It's off the pacha.
All right, man. It's okay. We're Jewish.
Here we go.
Attention, please. The show starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
I don't want to talk about it, but I will. And I'm Jewish.
Hey, I'm also Jewish.
What? Do we get that a lot in Florida?
I don't know.
I love herring.
Ooh, so do I.
The Kutzker? We're highlighting the joy in Judaism.
That's exactly what we're doing, the joy in Judaism. Can that be a bumper sticker?
Do they do bumper stickers anymore?
Sally!
Hello!
Oh, Hanukkah!
Oh, I gotta stop you there.
What?
You are singing
dreidel,
the wrong...
Dreidel,
no.
What?
Die-die-yenu, die-die-yenu.
What?
Die-die-yenu, die-yenu.
Pesach's coming up!
Pesach is on its way.
I am so excited.
Put away the bread today.
Hey!
You know that
break
song?
That matzah in half, and I'm
hide
gonna give
the
birth
other
to
one.
A calf.
I don't know that version.
No, that's the one that we sing in our family.
Oh, okay. Hey, so it's the Pesach episode.
Very excited. We share a lot about Pesach. Our favorite things about Pesach.
It's not my favorite holiday, but it's definitely top five. I like it.
It's definitely, for me, top 10.
Top 10?
Yeah, top 10.
So it's not like Hudson Hawk.
Well, that was number 5.
By the way.
What?
I'm referring to Hudson Hawk, the film.
The musical?
from our
so good. Did you see that on off Broadway?
Way off Broadway. Yeah, it was so far from Broadway.
It was so amazing.
Yeah. And just I want to give a shout out. Unfortunately, we heard the news after the 90s movie episode. The star of Hudson Hawk, Bruce Willis, is retiring from acting.
He has aphasia, which is
very, very sorry to hear that. Yeah. He actually, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Hudson Hawk just because, you know, it's not a good movie. But
50% of the talent behind It's Okay We're Jewish is a big fan of Hudson Hawk.
Yeah, 50%. That's pretty good. I don't know what the exchange rate is. I'll do the calculation later.
Well, with inflation, correct. It's a million.
I didn't realize how much Bruce Willis had... like a part in my childhood. We're talking Die Hard. Look Who's Talking. Look Who's Talking
Too. Armageddon.
That's right, Armageddon.
Oh my God. By the way, Die Hard, I love Die Hard.
Yeah.
You know.
Sixth Sense.
By the way, within, I'd say a minute or two, I knew the ending.
Nuh-uh.
Whoever was with me watching it, I leaned over, I'm like, he sees dead people.
You know, we don't talk enough about Haley Joel Osment in general.
No, we don't.
No, he was Little Forrest.
Hey guys. Forrest Gump. Hey. I'm still here.
What? Speaking of...
Tonhill, get out of here. You got to go to class.
This is the guy trying to steal our podcast.
What's going on? This is my podcast.
Okay, now. I guess we really need to change the locks.
Yeah, seriously. How do you keep getting in here?
Steve, what are you talking
about? I will talk to Steve. Tonhill, go back to class.
But seriously.
No, seriously.
Spread the word.
I'm going to need a note.
I'll get you a note. Okay. All right, well, that was awkward, but we're back.
Yeah.
Studio is just us now.
Okay. Really got to change the locks. You know,
we'll have to decide if this becomes a...
Do
you think we can handle a third person?
A lot of people want that spot.
Yeah,
it's a highly coveted spot.
But listen, we've got magic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that we can handle...
another magician?
A third wheel.
Third wheel. That would be tough.
We can call It's Okay... we can do an It's Okay We're Jewish third wheel edition.
Maybe there should be an asterisk by the we're in It's Okay We're Jewish. Like, it's okay...
but it is we're...
maybe we should just change the title. It's okay.
It's okay. Weird Jewish.
Well, how about it's okay? Only the two of us are Jewish, but that's a little misleading because that makes us sound.
There's
like
other
we're the
people
only
that
Jews.
Are Jews, right? What if we were the only two Jews left in the world?
Whoa, that's interesting.
Yeah, what food would you bring to the island?
That's exactly where I was going. you know, it's tough. I would have said steak. I think ground beef tacos.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Those get so moist and
then
the taco gets oily.
I love it. I have no problem with that.
No, I would be sushi. Sushi.
Am I in the minority here when a sandwich gets soggy? I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm in the minority?
Yes. Because the bread starts to crumble and fall.
No, but I'm talking when the bread gets fused together with the meat.
That's a perfect segue. We're talking about sushi and rice and bread, all things you and I cannot eat. I mean, rice, if you're Sephardi, you can have rice.
Yes.
But we're Ashkenaz.
Yes.
And we're about to enter Pesach. And there's a lot of amazing restrictions.
Yeah, there's so many restrictions. It's amazing. Yeah. But the truth is, you know, look, in Judaism, and I think in most religions, there are things that, you know, you don't do or can't do.
Yeah.
As a kid growing up, I didn't view Passover as one of those holidays where it's like, oh, I can't do everything.
It was
so different. It was
like,
look, all the things that I could do.
The big Seder table, I look forward to
it. I even liked helping my mom prepare the house.
I love matzah.
What kind?
Shmur.
What'd you say?
Shmur.
Shmura.
Shmura.
Shmura. Like Bill Burr?
And with a shmear on the shmura?
Oh. So good. We should get into that.
We got so much to cover.
Hold on. A lot of matzah to unpack.
I love Pesach
too.
By the way, before we get into it, Pesach does have a lot of what we call restrictions, meaning things we do differently.
Yes.
What we can eat, similar things to Shabbat about
There's
driving.
There's so many things that are different. It begs the four questions. You see what I did there?
Yeah, a lot more questions. But hold on. Hold that thought.
I'm so there.
I want to share with you, and I don't know the name of it, so I apologize. So listeners can Google it. I think it's a TED Talk. Mm-hmm. He talks about the idea, do we really have free will?
Mm.
And he goes, free will, true free will, meaning true happiness, comes with restrictions. And he gives the example of a fish in a fishbowl. And within that fishbowl, the fish can do whatever you want. But what happens when you take the fish out of the fishbowl and say, hey, do whatever you want?
They die.
Why?
No oxygen.
No water. The idea is that freedom is only true freedom when there is some framework, some restriction.
I really like that.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of truth to that. And Pesach's a great example. We refrain from eating chametz, which is leavened bread, and so things with grain and wheat and, you know.
By the way, I saw the same documentary you're referring to about free will.
Oh, yeah? It's a free...
Yeah, but he jumped up at the end. I hope his fin recovered, you know, bent over. Oh, it was Free Willy?
Yeah.
No, that was Free Will?
You talking about that kid's movie with the...
Oh, it was a kid's movie? No, I thought it was about free will. It was about a fish jumping out of the bowl. It was a very, very big fish.
Like, he jumped out and you're like, oh, you're free. And the, no, that was about, it was like a Shamu character.
I don't know. Shamu? Is that the fish from Blackfish?
No. Yes. Yes, it was the fish from Blackfish.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know. I love Pesach.
I love it too, actually. You know, a lot of people.
You wait, did you say you love it or you leavened it?
I leavened it.
Because you don't have leavened bread.
I have a t-shirt. It says I, and like, you know, the New York ones, it's a big heart, but I have a matzah.
Oh, so you're shape of, yeah, I you're really, really it. On it. You're on it.
I really love
you're
it.
You're on the matzah ball.
No, a lot of. Oh, silly
here
dog.
Here we go.
But by the way, you see a matzah ball, you're like, that looks like chametz. But no, it's not all wheat.
No.
It's, you know, it's leavened wheat. Yeah. Like my buddy, Shay Levin.
Okay,
he's
tell me more.
A big matzah ball walking around.
So,
happy.
But on Pesach, on Passover, you can't have anything to do with him.
That's why I don't see him for like
persona
weeks.
Persona non grata.
Even though Pesach is only like 8 days.
Yeah.
But I don't see him for weeks. I'm like, stay away from me. Yeah, you're not going to chametz me.
So why is it called Pesach and why is it called Passover? Well, Pesach in Hebrew, Passover in English.
The Paschal Lamb, mm-hmm. right? Which was the, like, that. The Paschal Lamb was the carbon, the sacrifice, the special one done for Passover as a celebration of our freedom.
Very good.
And it's a symbol of that. And then Passover, which really, even though it's two P's, mm-hmm. pay and a P.
Yeah.
Rather, that should be our next podcast, a pay and a P.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It just sounds, it just flows. Well,
yeah, it's an idea.
But the, okay. All right, we'll
figure it out. Yeah.
Whatever sticks on the wall. Okay, so.
I like what your son Ashi said, by the way. Can I give him, we never give Ashi a shout out. Hey, Ashi.
Hey, Ash.
So he said, I can't believe you guys. Well, he said, I'm very impressed that you were able to get a whole episode out of Schmears.
Yes.
Back on our Schmear episode.
Yeah, by the way, I was impressed, not because I didn't think we can do it, but I was just impressed how much Schmears you like.
I was impressed at how impressed others were.
Yeah, I was impressed.
So if we can do an episode on that, we can make the PP thing, the double P thing.
What?
The double P.
No, it's PayP.
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 PayPal.
Oh, yeah.
Sponsored by PayPal.
We should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. We should get money.
Like, I'm going to go buy that URL today.
Okay. PayPal, I think it's taken.
Oh, okay. Anyway, and Passover, which is not really, it's not a translation of Pesach.
No, it's not.
But it's the idea that God passed over during the last plague, the death
of the firstborn.
How many
plagues were there?
10 million!
Ten. It felt like 10 million.
I mean, if I was there then, I would have been like, as soon as the river turned to blood, I'd be like, I'm out.
Let them go. Let them go already.
Out.
Please.
Like the other day, my lake got a little algae and turned a little green. And I'm like, whatever you want, God.
That's it.
Whatever you want.
Oh, we got our fans here. We are on location.
We actually have a big window in the studio.
Yes.
And we have people walking around. Someone just shouted, my boy, making the podcast.
Have you ever seen the Today Show?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Like, you know, people outside.
Yeah, woo! There's signs. And we love you, Solly.
So much going on out there.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So the Passover, the last plague, the death of firstborn, we were instructed to schmear. See what I did there?
Blood. Take blood of
lamb
the...
Blood. The lamb. The lamb Paschal blood. Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And put it on the doorstop like the mezuzah.
Doorpost.
So, doorpost. What did I say?
Doorstop.
Oh, yeah. Not the doorstop.
I don't
doorstop.
Think they had doorstops
no,
back
that'd be,
then.
Maybe that'd they be did. In the bottom. They probably... Yeah.
Maybe they didn't.
They're like, oh, it's little so hard to get in those little things. Yeah. So they get it on the door, the door post.
Yeah.
And the angel of death would pass over.
The angel of death would know, oh, wait a minute. This is blood. I'm passing over this one.
But you know what? You've always had a question about this.
I have. Thank you for remembering. Doesn't God know which home
why
is a Jewish
I need
home?
It? Why don't we need that neon that blood? Like, Jew.
I think I have an answer.
I'd like to hear it.
It's the same thing. I have a question about mezuzahs. Like, you see the mezuzah on people's doorpost, and you say,
What's the
scroll there. I know it's a Jewish home, but doesn't God know
why
which
do I
home
need to
is
do
Jewish?
That?
It's not for God.
No,
it's for us. We do so many things, especially on Passover.
By the way, that's the
to
whole
show
thing.
Us. It's action for us to know that we are Jewish, to embrace our Judaism.
I love it. Like, God doesn't need prayer. God doesn't need a Seder. Says, retell the story. What? God doesn't need it. We need it. The action that
we
take creates a spiritual bond to Judaism, to Hashem, to each other. And it's through action. It's through words.
That's right.
And that's why we are instructed to do a lot of mitzvot.
Maybe God would do the same things if God was one of us, like Joan Osborne said.
What if God was one of us?
Just a slave like one of us.
Moses.
Just taking the matzah out. on his back on the way to Har Sinai. Yeah, whatever happened
Split
to her?
Split the Yam Suf. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm gonna put that matzah on my toe.
I finished.
Okay. Well, we'll write that later. Hey, but yeah.
Do you like Passover?
I do like Passover.
I love it.
I will say, again, a lot of people complain. Like, on Facebook every year. And I think, you know, because it is hard, the preparation. There's a lot of work.
Back-breaking labor.
You got to clean the whole house. You got to eat special food. You got to kosher your kitchen.
You got to turn over our whole home.
We're not kosher the kitchen. You have to make it ready for that. It can
Can't have leavened bread chametz. Anywhere. No chametz.
But I think it's that preparation that is so special. And again, I'm not minimizing how hard it is. But that, again, it's that process of saying, are we getting ready for something different and special? And
that's right.
And as
also
a kid,
the Seder table itself is very different than your regular Shabbat table. Some people bring their couches over.
Pillows,
they lounge around. Why?
Because we're supposed to be this, you know, we're from slaves to free people, like from slaves to kings and queens.
Freedom. Oh, freedom.
Yeah. I got to go. Dun, 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 freedom. Freedom. Oh, peace. Freedom. Here we come.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. R-E-E-A-E-O-I-D-O-A. What? Did I spell that correctly?
I don't know what you spelled.
So, okay. Freedom, I was spelling
freedom. No, you speak Egyptian.
But yeah,
speak
no,
like
it's
an Egyptian. We're all over. No.
Yes. That's African.
Wait. No, it's not.
What, the clicks?
That's not what I was saying.
What are we doing?
What are you saying?
What's African?
No, I wasn't doing the African. No, what's the 80s song? Walk like an Egyptian.
Do, 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 do,
I'm really going to throw up that coffee.
What comedian did a great Egyptian song?
King Tut. Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
That's
maybe.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Not Jewish. Not Jewish.
No.
But well,
he's not.
But he got it. He got it. So I felt, because sometimes people go into Pesach and it's really challenging to get ready for it, and maybe that takes away for some of the joy. So we decided, because we are about the joy in Judaism, we want to talk about the joy of Pesach.
I want to talk about it as well. So I'm in.
High five.
You heard that, everybody? Yeah. Okay, we're going to go through the top 10.
Five, six, seven.
No, it's a 10.
10?
10 plagues. Let's balance that out.
Four questions, four sons. Why can't we just do that?
Because I like 10.
Fine.
You asked, I answered.
Fine, 10. So it's... we're doing it together, though. Meaning,
okay,
it's a combination.
So how about 7? Should we just settle on 7?
If we do 10, it's going to take forever.
Fine.
But you have 5, I have 5. That's 10. 5 plus 5 is 10.
You know what?
What?
This
a lot of numbers in
this. This is a back and forth, this show. A lot
Who
of give
said
and
one?
Take.
Remember that at the end? There's
that,
so many
that,
numbers.
Oh my God. Okay,
wait. There's so many numbers in this holiday.
Yeah.
10, 4, 1.
So let's just do 12.
Fine. The 12 tribes.
13.
There's so much.
13 are the Midos of Hashem. You know that?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Rambam.
Let's refocus and let's just start with 4. And if we have time, we'll do
four?
Some more. Top 4. In honor of the 4 sons.
How about this? I'm going to make
questions.
It a challenge. I'm going to make it a challenge. We're going to do 8. Each one of us has to ask somebody 4 questions, meaning a question. So we're doing our 4 questions. You're going to ask 4 questions.
What?
I'm going to ask 4 questions. And together, we'll have 8. That's pretty close to 10.
I have no notes on this.
Okay,
fine.
So let's
just go.
4
okay.
questions.
Fine,
go.
You go first.
Me?
Yeah.
What is your favorite total general, what is your favorite part of Pesach?
My favorite part of Pesach.
Feel free to steal a question too, by the way, to make it easier for you.
That's a loaded
like
question.
Like steal the Afikoman.
My favorite part of Pesach.
Why is that such a tough question? We're doing a Pesach episode.
Because I don't want to talk about
didn't
food.
Didn't you come prepared
right away.
For that?
Yeah, but you know what?
No, food would be what your favorite food
there's
is.
So much nostalgia. Honestly?
Yeah.
It's really the entire Seder. There's such joint, there's such camaraderie around the Seder table. You have either with your family or your guests, everyone's sort of in it for the long haul. And all the Seders I've been part of, there's never really been one person or a group that says, I'm out of here. I can't take it. We're all in it for the whole night. And there's really,
all right, well,
there's a nice camaraderie.
I'm going to add. So.
So what's your favorite part of Pesach?
So it's interesting. Also, like I can go through every little thing. There's a lot of things I love. But my favorite thing about Pesach is a couple of memories.
Okay.
So one is my bubby.
Very nice.
Well, so when we had
Wait,
the
is this
Seder,
the bubby who got you a TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
So cool.
Yeah.
Love them. No, I love my bubby and Zadie, but I do remember a Seder. We're sitting around. This is in Los Angeles. Mom, you remember this? And, you know, Seder's going and then it's going. And she just looks up and she goes, when are we going to eat? Like the classic, when are we going to eat? And she's like, it's really getting late. And I was like, I love that moment because you hear about it, but like, you know, we set up for the day. We know it's going to be long. My bubby didn't have a lot of siddharam in her life.
Okay.
So she came and she's just like, she just looks around. She's like, when are we going to eat?
Well,
she
that begs another like that, question.
But like, I love that. That like, I just loved the, I love when pop culture, like when a sort of stereotypical thing happens and you're like, ding, 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 ding. Good job, right. Irene.
It's like, remember the old Pee Wee Herman Playhouse thing? You said the password, the magic word.
Oh, and everyone went crazy. Yeah. And the seat would go.
Yeah. And then Pee Wee Herman would lose his whole career. I think that's how it
that's
played out.
That's what happened. I think, yeah, it was like the alarm went off too many times. No
that
other
was it.
No other reason.
That was why.
Yeah. So I love that. And I'll just last memory. When I was really young, I went to a Pesach Seder of a Satmar family.
Wow.
And I think it went to like 2 or 3 in the morning. It went on and on and on.
Yeah, that's too long. And it was, I think, remember that camaraderie thing I just said? I think at 2 a.m. we're all out of there.
I loved it. It really? Was like, there must have been like 100 people in that room. That's how I remember it as a little kid.
Yeah.
And I remember looking for the Afikoman. And I just remember that being such a vibrant.
Did you find it?
I'm still looking for it. It was a vibrant Seder, and it was a great memory that I have. So really, I think for a lot of when I think about what I love about Pesach, there are aspects that I'm looking forward to right now. What I truly love is all the memories, all the stories, all the reliving of Pesach. And that's what's great about it, because that propels me from year to year to year.
That's very nice. It gets me excited. Like a whole living experience.
Yeah.
Not a history book, that Haggadah.
No, it's a living experience. It is a Torah is a living document, because we are living it. We are adding to it, not changing it, Chas V'Shalom, but certainly applying it to the world.
So let me ask you another question.
Yes.
You mentioned your bubby and you mentioned food. So I guess we're going to go right there.
Fine.
We don't really get to the meal until
you're not going to like my answer.
Well, we don't get to the meal until Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
And who cares about that? It's almost all the way at the end of the Haggadah.
Right.
So what's the first thing?
By the way, by the time the meal comes, I'll be honest. Like, I'm almost.
You're full.
I'm not even hungry anymore.
You know why?
All the matzah?
Not only the matzah, there are a bunch of items on your Seder plate.
There's a lot of items.
There's a lot of things to go through.
Parsley or boiled potato.
Uh-huh. So that's where I was going.
Okay.
This is my question. Oh. Karpas.
What is your favorite
item? What do you use for karpas? Because I love karpas.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't like using is the parsley. I'm like, why are you doing that?
When you can use a
potato.
Yeah.
A delicious, warm, boiled potato.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And you dip another it in one? Salt. This is not part of the four questions.
No.
Have you had a French fry? Ever?
In my life?
Yeah.
Sure.
So then you should have a potato on Pesach. Okay.
Of
because
course.
People are like, oh, no, parsley. No. You dip this potato, this boiled potato, in that, and it's supposed to be like sad, but to be honest, like I love that part.
Yeah,
I'm a little. Dip it in the salt water.
I have like a sad smirk, if you know.
And then I was like, oh, this is so sad. Give me more.
I start piling the cheese on it and the broccoli.
I
don't do that. I don't do that. I put the parsley on it.
So everyone has a Seder. You have hometown.
Sometimes,
buffet.
I mean, if I can't have potato, I'm okay a little bit with the celery, but. Mm-hmm. Really, no greens. Get the potato in there.
Sounds like you're describing Sizzler.
Yeah. By the way, have you been to that Pesach program?
Sizzler
does a great job.
No, I haven't. Were you the scholar in residence there?
I was. Well, I got the gig from the Red Lobster Pesach program a year before.
Okay.
Totally great.
Okay.
So, yeah,
that's
I'm with you.
Red Heifer?
I'm with you. So, ask me again. What's my favorite food?
I didn't think I said that. I don't think I asked that.
I'm going to say it.
I asked you what you use for karpas.
By the way, we're not even counting our questions anymore. We're out of control. What's
really
my favorite food? Because it is favorite food, Pesach related. I don't care we're talking about the Suda or not, the meal. It doesn't matter. Because the meal could be really anything within the confines of what is allowed on Passover. Pesach, Paschal. By the way, I should have named one of my kids Paschal. Such a cool
Pascal.
Name. Pascal.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say. I love the Maror experience.
Wow. Well, okay. Before you go down this road, and I'm going to go with you, you said Maror, just like everyone knows, A, what Maror is, and B, everyone does Maror the same, and I know.
They do not.
Okay, so walk me through your Maror experience.
So if you've ever heard about Passover, like again, there's a Seder plate, there's different items in it. One of the things is Maror, which means bitter herbs. It's the bitter herbs that you have during the Seder, because there are times during the reading of the story, the Haggadah, that you... And it's actually one of the three mitzvot. It is Maror, Matzah, and Magid. It's, you know, Magid, you retell the story, and you have Maror, and you have Matzah. These are one of the main mitzvot of Pesach. And you are, when you're retelling the story, you're also remembering the hardship and the slavery, and you actually eat. It's actually a couple times.
Eat your pain.
Eat your pain, which I mean, I do
eat
a
your
lot.
Suffering.
I do a lot of that.
It's like, really what is it called? Discomfort food.
Yeah, it's not. But so here's the thing. So Maror, actually, I don't know if a lot of people know this. Probably a lot of people do, but I'll
just say it.
That so the bitter herb, the best version of mar, meaning yeah, the considered
me.
To be like if the ideal mar to eat is actually romaine lettuce.
Romaine lettuce.
Yeah, which is actually not that bitter. It's a little bitter. But
yeah, it's more bitter than iceberg.
But it is considered the ideal one.
I think because it's big. And we're really into quantities.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it is.
It's big.
But I actually don't know the answer.
It's big.
Fine. So we're going to go with that.
You know what I like to do?
What?
And this was sort of later in my life, even though I'm not so old, even though people keep thinking I'm older than you.
Right. I know.
You're so youthful.
It's amazing.
For you, I'm sure it's wonderful. I like to take that big chunk of horseradish.
What do you mean horseradish? Like horseradish. Out of a thing? Or you're talking about
the actual
mar, the yeah, legit, like the legit. That, so I'm with you.
A big block, and I just want to take a bite out of it.
Oh, really?
No.
A big Toblerone?
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine if you had a Toblerone bar, but
just
it was
horseradish?
Horseradish.
Oh my God.
So the root, the actual root.
Right, the actual root. When you take that and you're making mar out of that, mm-hmm, and you're slicing it and dicing it and,
yeah,
and what is it, the thing when you're straining?
It slices, it dices.
It's mar. But when you do that and it's like your eyes are, so I put that in the romaine.
I want to see tears, real tears.
I want tears. Yes. Don't ground it up so much because you lose some of its potency.
I want so many tears that you can dip a potato in my eye.
Yeah, and you wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're in so much pain.
Pass it down.
So I love the mar experience. One, I actually kind of find it tasty, but I love the, like, I actually feel the pain when I put that the horseradish in the romaine and eat it, and you're like, you know, for a few seconds, like, well, that wasn't so bad, and then it's like, whoa!
Yeah, and you start screaming.
Like fire shooting out of my mouth.
Okay, question number three for you.
Yeah.
Jarosas. What is it, and do you like it, and do you like the way it mixes with your maror?
Okay, so
a lot of people just shake it off, you know.
I don't like a lot of jarosas. I've had good.
Whoa!
Shut your face for a second. I love jarosas if it's done well. I don't like the raisins. Again, I don't like raisins.
You're not a raisin guy.
I'm not a raisin guy. So if it's done well, yes, it's quite yummy. But jarosas is actually a sweet mixture
to represent the what?
But it's, well, so this is actually interesting. It's a sweet mixture, but it's meant to represent the mud.
The mortar.
When the Jews were given these tasks that were meaningless.
Yeah.
So they were making bricks in these big mud like pools, and it was like almost impossible to make bricks, and it was meant to break their soul also. It wasn't just hard backbreaking work, it was also like useless. So it's also emotionally an emotional toll, and that's what that is. But it's sweet. It doesn't taste like cement.
No, it doesn't.
I've had cement before, and it
have
is
you?
Delicious cement. If you want to go to Benny's Cement restaurant,
yeah,
on where's Chandler that? It's
in the valley.
Yeah,
kosher. Of course. I shouldn't have asked that.
Silly.
Forgive me.
First of all, I mean, it doesn't even need a Heckscher cement. That's how good.
Is that true?
Yeah, you look it up.
Okay.
Have you ever seen an OU on a bag of cement? But yeah, so you could, when you make the Hillel sandwich, which is no sandwich at all.
Yeah. That's Korech.
Yeah.
It's a part of the Haggadah.
Yeah.
And that is the sandwich. It's awesome.
But that was a dude, like, I the love base it. Of Migdash was like just being destroyed. He was on a rush. He had to do all the mitzvahs at once.
Yes.
And you love it. By the way, this is where
I do.
Okay, this might be controversial.
Okay.
This might cancel us.
No, no. We're
beyond
that.
You know, like Sephardim, like Ethiopian Sephardim, whatever. Like they have their matzah is a little fluffy. It's a little bit bigger than us, right? So it's a little almost like bread, like a laffa of sorts. Ooh. I've never had it because Ashkenazi.
No, it's probably more like malawa.
Maybe, but definitely better than the heart.
You ever have a Jacques Noon?
I have.
Delicious.
Yes. Oh, it's a food.
Jacques Noon is like a flat bread.
Oh, I had a friend named Jacques Noon.
That's Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant. He was great in The Shining.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
So, yeah. So, it's like a laffa. So, I believe I believe that's what he was eating. Like, because that's a real sandwich. You can fold it without a cracking. You can throw in the romaine and the myrrh, and it's fine. So, that's always, every time I get to there, I'm like, I believe that the true matzah is probably that more fluffy Sephardi matzah.
Nice.
But either way, we have that sandwich. And at that point, I'm like, I've had a lot of matzah. I've had a lot of more. And I, you know, and by the way, you dip it in the jarosas, but you're supposed to, you know,
you're supposed to shake it up.
And a lot of people don't.
I don't want to comment.
It's like a little more jarosas than mar.
I mean, it's a long night.
Sally.
It's a long night.
You're supposed to shake it off.
I shake a little bit off.
Shake it off.
Hey.
Shake it off.
Hey. Okay, now I've asked you three questions, and I think you've asked me one.
Okay. What is your favorite Chalamoid activity?
Wow, my favorite Chalamoid activity.
What is Chalamoid?
Chalamoid are the intermediary days where, like, you have your first days of Yontiv where you're not really supposed to use electricity.
A lot more, like, a lot more focused
on. Kind of like a Shabbos, but you can cook.
Right.
And then you have the last days, second days, as people say.
Not
also,
if it's on Shabbat, though.
No, not if it's on Shabbat. Right. If it's on Shabbat, it's Shabbat.
Can't cook. Yeah.
No, you can't do it. But then you have your intermediary days, Chol HaMoed, where
still
it's
part of the Chol HaMoed,
and you, it's certainly during the holiday, but it's like a regular weekday. You can drive around.
Not like a regular weekday.
No, it's not. Well, only in that you can do. Right.
It's like a holy weekday.
A holy weekday.
Special davening.
Holy weekday, Batman.
You still have to eat, you know, matzah. You can't have chametz.
100%. So my favorite, well, I grew up in Los Angeles, as you know.
I do.
So my favorite Chol HaMoed activity as a kid was Disneyland.
Sure.
Bringing matzah, bringing that chametz free stream cheese.
The cream cheese. Oh, cream cheese and matzah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
No, not everybody.
During
Pesach. Not everybody schmears on their matzah.
Well, there is a gebrach. There are people that won't put a schmear to the last day.
Bless you.
Because there's an idea. You're welcome. there's an idea that, you know, you got to be careful. Like, listen, the idea is that matzah, by the way, to make something not leavened, it's got to be cooked under 18 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes through a really quick process. So it doesn't rise. It's like, boom, water, flour, cook, boom, done, 18 minutes, matzah.
Done.
However, just to be really, really careful, there are some people that will not dip matzah in anything wet because what if there's like a little like air bubble and a little bit of flour
they
still
there. They don't dip their matzah in their soup.
And it can, they do not put it in there, so it can actually go and it can rise. Now, I eat gebrachs.
I grew
sure
up on matzah,
do,
cream
Sally.
Cheese, and jelly.
Yeah, but complete respect for those who don't. It's certainly a custom for many not to eat gebrachs until the last day.
So they don't even have matzah pizza.
Matzah pizza, matzah lasagna. Have you ever been on a Pesach program?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, so I went as a mashgiach, and so that's kind of, it was a little rough. As a kid, I was a teenager with Rabbi Stuhlberger, Valley Torah students, and we were there, and I got to see all this, like, these delicacies made out of matzah. It was kind of amazing.
It's amazing what they can do with matzah these days.
But it's still matzah. Anyway, so Disneyland, yeah. Those parks, by the way, crazy. They get flooded with Jews.
Yeah. It's okay. We're all Jewish.
Well, Jewish. I like it, actually. It makes me feel actually
I love
special.
When they try... The parade is so different.
The parade of Jews?
Yeah. You know, Mickey Mouse, he has a strimal on.
It's beautiful.
It's really nice.
Minnie's holding the matzah. And they're singing, if...
we are family.
Jews. So yeah, I love it. I'm going to Great Wolf Lodge this
That's
holiday.
Awesome.
Yeah,
have a excited. Great time.
Go, whoosh.
Don't bring matzah with you down that.
No, I will not.
Well, you eat kibrach. So
right, I can just
do it. Then never mind.
I'll actually be at the bring end of matzah. The slide and my kids will just throw matzah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you another question. Maybe controversial.
Okay, I'm ready.
What's your least favorite part of Passover?
Oh, what is my least favorite part of Passover?
You know what mine is?
Yeah.
Digestion.
So my head went there.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to, you know, we're kind of a PG-13 podcast.
Okay. Well,
first
of all, if you had digestion problems on Passover, you are not alone.
No, I saw commercial.
That's why I said that. You're
if
not alone.
You have digestion problems on Passover, you are not alone. Try.
I really don't know what you can try. If anyone has any, like, I don't know.
I don't
just
know.
Trying to make it through the holiday with all that matzah.
It is true. It is a little bit hard on the digestive system. It's a lot of, you know,
a lot of carbs,
a lot of matzah.
It's a lot of matzah.
I hear you. And I a lot of people suffer from that. And so you got to be careful. Like, what, you know, try to eat some things that get your digestion flowing.
You should see the way I walk to Shul after the second Seder.
Yeah.
It's a slow process. I'm like a penguin.
Okay. So
almost there.
This is not a nice thing to say what I'm about to say.
Okay. Just do it.
But it's not that it's not my favorite. But I was in Israel 1 year,
okay,
and I was with family who lived in Israel. So guess what? When you live in Israel, what don't you have?
You don't have a second day of Yontif.
You don't have a second Seder.
That's right.
So we had that. Now, we, as Americans, we had the second Seder, which is actually quite odd because we had the Seder and everyone's
around. Yeah, everyone's like driving around. Hey, guys.
But then you come back to your like American life, and you're like, you have that second Seder, and it's... Again, it's cool. It's great. It's like, wow, I get to do it twice, and that's the exciting part. But there is then sometimes a part where it's like, getting ready for Seder and it's late and this, and it's like, then you do it again. There are times where it feels a little too much.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm being, I don't want to.
No, just be honest.
I'm being honest. Okay. But I also love it too. But it's sometimes, I want to say it's, I hate it or my worst thing. It's not true. You know, it's like, great, I get to do it twice. What a celebration. But maybe that should be on the ad to move to Israel. Like, Elal.
You know what?
One day Yontif.
I think I can help you with this problem.
Yeah.
By asking you another question.
Yeah.
Passover, it's all about asking questions.
Yeah.
What's one thing that you don't currently do at your Seder table that maybe others do that you could do and might heighten your experience.
Oh, eat Fruity Pebbles.
Who does that?
I think they, it's Fardum. They can have
at the Seder?
They can have regular cereal.
But not milk. There's no milk there.
Can't do, what can I do?
I'll tell you what a lot of Sfardim do
yeah.
that I don't do that I might take on this year.
Yeah.
During during Dayenu, they beat each other with scallions.
Yeah. Oh, Bez. Are you listening?
Who's Bez?
Bez is my friend. And he used to, during Seder, him and his wife would come over and they'd hit us.
Bezad?
Bezad.
A Sufer?
Yeah.
Oh, he's amazing.
Him and his wife, they'd come over and they would hit us with the things. And then we'd eat it because it was scallions.
Well, it represents the whips, right?
Yeah.
Because we're slaves.
It was the weirdest thing. We're literally
having our Seder. Weird. It's beautiful.
I'm not saying it was the weirdest thing because we were unfamiliar with it. And him and his wife came over to our Seder because they lived a block away at the time.
Awesome.
And they just started hitting us and then they left. And we're like, what just happened?
Yeah, I think it's a great custom.
Maybe I'll do that this year.
You know what? I hope next year we're at a Seder together and we hit each other with scallions.
Whip each other. Yeah. I think that would be great.
When the trouble comes along, you must whip it.
Right. So you know what I don't like on Pesach? I'm going to be honest.
Tell me.
When the Jews went through the Yamsuf,
yeah.
through the Red Sea,
yeah.
and there were these 12 walls of ice, and then they were thirsty, so they had to like stick it into the thing, and then water would come out. I didn't like that. It felt messy to me.
So you don't like mess?
I don't like mess. I don't want to have to drink water from a huge saltwater pillar.
Yeah, you're very needy
and
guy
here. And I, you know, and,
but it's good
and, because
you have
I'm thinking
self-awareness.
As if I went through the story, and yeah. I don't want to get shot in the face with a bunch of saltwater.
Okay,
so I didn't like that. I don't like that about Pesach.
I understand.
Is that okay?
It's okay because we're Jewish.
We're Jewish. Okay, not offensive.
That's the only reason why it's okay.
Yeah, but you're right. I should do something. I should do something different.
Yeah, there's so many questions here that I think we should refocus.
Yeah, there's like
or maybe
four
maybe
questions,
forget
40
maybe
questions.
Let's unfocus. Let's be
because
free.
We've been pretty focused up
freedom.
To this point. This whole podcast is very focused. It's let's be free.
I want to be free.
I don't want to be focused anymore.
I want to be free from the chains of these questions.
Let's just rapid fire questions. What do you
like
word association?
Passover word association.
Let's do that. Let's
okay,
do that.
Okay. You start.
Okay. Matzah.
Maror.
Seder.
Plate.
Blood.
Ouch. I'll go. Okay. Esophagus.
Eyeball.
Russia.
Dressing.
No, I meant like the four sons.
So what? I said dressing.
Oh, okay.
No, don't judge me.
Sorry. Chacham.
Dumb.
Oh,
get it?
I see.
See what
you're
did
doing.
There? Double. Okay. And
you know, when you say dumb, you know what I think of?
What?
Sfardea.
Oh,
frogs.
I love frogs.
You do?
Yeah.
Frog legs?
I've always loved frogs. You know, in Camp Dora Golding, I got the award.
You went to Camp Dora.
I sure did.
You have a ton of life experience.
Oh, I sure do. I sure
stories.
Do.
The stories you
oh,
can tell, friend.
I can tell you stories, but I won best frog catcher. Best frog catcher.
A lot of fans out here.
Yeah. That's amazing.
You won best frog catcher?
I did. I don't know if they ever gave that award out before or after.
Yeah.
But I know I won it.
So you went out on a high.
Yeah, if you come to my house, it's on my fridge.
It's on your fridge? Oh, really? Okay. Okay. Oh, should we keep going with the word association? Staff.
Seder.
Nile.
Frasier.
You win.
All right. Rapid questions.
Yeah.
Are you wine or grape juice?
That was very good.
Like, wine or grape juice?
I'm allergic to wine.
Oh.
Yeah.
I also, not I'm allergic, but I drink grape juice.
Oh.
I don't like to get like too many grapes.
Yeah.
Too much wine. I get so tired.
These four cups. Some of these
cups
are big.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking like, you know, like on 7-Eleven when people bring the big, huge buckets when they fill up their free Slurpee.
Big gulps. Big gulps.
No, I mean, you know what? Like they have a free day where you can bring any container.
Oh, really? People being like the Home Depot buckets?
I think on 7-Eleven. On July 11th, you can bring any container to 7-Eleven. They have to fill it up. So people come with like.
Not a Pesach.
Well, July, I said.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
In case they
no, Pesach is the Pachah. I think we covered this.
Oh, yeah. By the way, on Pachah Day, I bring huge buckets to Menchie's, and I'm like, Yussie's.
Yussie's Grill.
Liebers.
Yussie's Takeout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leaders.
Okay. Do you like the handmade matzah, like the circle matzah, the shmura? Bring in the box?
Squares?
So much cheaper.
I happen to love shmura matzah.
So I
really do. Thick or thin. I'm all in.
Thick or thin?
Yep.
No.
You know why? It reminds me of my Zadie. It's all nostalgia.
It's thick?
Yeah, that was definitely thick matzah at my Zadie's house, at my Zadie and Bubby's house. Matzah. And I just remember this memory of looking at the matzah as I'm eating it and watching the salt dance as I bite into it.
Oh, I love it. By the way, you take a bite and salt's everywhere.
Everywhere.
I love salt, by the way.
Salt to me, here, salt there. Salt is jumping everywhere.
Pesach is the chag of salt.
It's the saltiest.
So, okay. But I like it thin though. And do you stick it in the oven a little bit? Get a little, get it warm? Get
you know, I only learned that recently and no, I don't.
Oh, so we do it all the
time. Oh, I have, can I just say another memory I have?
Yeah.
Lakshin.
Kugel?
No, just how can you have noodles. Lunch and Kugel? Oh, no, just noodles in the soup.
Like the potato.
Actually growing
egg, up. Egg noodles.
Egg noodles. Yes, in the soup. I love it. Great memory.
My mom makes an amazing veal. Now she does.
Oh, I love veal.
All, you know, different times, but like Pesach Seder, for the Suda, the veal comes out. Oh, crazy dreams when I have veal. Do you have crazy dreams when you have veal?
I have crazy dreams all the time. There's something especially
about,
on veal.
There's something about the veal.
They're very revealing.
Oh,
winner. I think I just won Pesach.
I did think you did. So we love Pesach.
I hope you do too.
Can I shoot anything else at you? Like, are you lean left or right?
I lean to the left. I don't want to choke.
Good for you. That's why we do. Yeah.
I don't. I choose. I say no to choking.
Pillow? No pillow.
Pillow.
Definitely no pillow.
Okay. Then just like, you know, there are certain people who say, I don't like cilantro. I don't think
I love cilantro.
Right. But there are people, I don't like cilantro.
I've tried the pillow. No. Pillow and a chair is not comfortable.
Well, because you haven't had the right pillow.
That may be true. But you sit in a chair, you stick a pillow, you try to lean. It's very uncomfortable.
Get a smaller pillow.
I don't need a pillow.
You haven't had the right one.
I wouldn't mind a lounge though. Like a lounge chair.
Maybe,
like,
a little recliner, like a real maybe recliner.
You can like feed me grapes.
Somebody. Somebody, not me. No. I'm a king on Pesach. I think we covered that.
You're dipping the egg in the
The egg in the salt water? Recently I started doing that. As a kid I was like
they bring out the big thing of the eggs.
Yeah. That's like a weird custom that not everybody does. Like the egg.
Do you do anything fun for the night before, like before Pesach starts, you know, you got to search for the chametz?
Yeah. Do you do anything fun?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you know what I did one year?
Yeah.
I hid it all over the house.
Yeah.
I took close up pictures of little foil balls with the challah in there.
Yeah.
And by the way, for those of you who don't know, like again, we got to get rid of our house. Like,
you do there's a custom to search for the chametz
the night before. That you've gotten chametz out of your house.
You take a candle, you take a feather, you take a wooden spoon.
And it's like symbolic that you have now cleared your home of chametz. So what I did, I take close up pictures.
Yeah.
And I put it up on the TV. And cool. I say, okay, here's the first one. And they have to guess where it is and find it.
Oh, that's cool.
I did that once. It was kind of cool. I should do that again. Instead, usually it's like 2 in the morning because I forgot.
I have this custom ever since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I've eaten way too much bazooka gum on Pesach and then throwing up everywhere.
That's a great custom.
Yeah.
By the way, have you done that more than 3 times?
Oh, yeah.
So now it's halacha. Yeah. You got to do it.
That's right.
So you do it every year now? Is it like, have your family taken it on?
They call me Bazooka Yosef.
Oh.
Not you, but they.
Anything else cool about Pesach?
Okay. I just have 2 memories that I want to share.
Do you wear the
kittel?
Kittel?
Yes, I do. I wear a kittel.
Sweet robe.
Otherwise known as a wine bib.
Or grape juice bib. Yeah, that stuff gets dirty.
Yes, thank goodness.
People, you know, you wear it on Yom Kippur too. You should have 2 different ones. I don't.
Should dry cleaners charge more for a kittel?
They definitely should charge
Why?
More.
Why? It's because, just a big shirt.
No, because it's Jewish.
So? What are you saying?
No, cleaners are notoriously anti-Semitic.
Oh my goodness.
No, you've heard it here first.
Oh my goodness. I hope I hear it here last. You're attacking the entire dry cleaning industry.
They should charge the same they would charge for a robe. I don't know.
A shirt. It's just a long shirt.
Yes.
It's a long shirt.
Really long shirt.
You're right.
So you got to charge more.
Oh, so you're all over the place on this issue. I think you're conflicted, which is okay.
I'm a Jew.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. You're Jewish. I want to just share 2 more memories.
Who's your favorite son of the 4 sons? Go.
My favorite son?
Yeah.
All of them.
Oh,
that's the whole point. No, that is the point.
That is the point.
Even the wicked son is invited to the table.
Seder table.
It would be the wise the worst one, the thing Russia. I could do to choose.
I love that. I love that.
Thank you.
That is what a Seder is all about. All are welcome. It doesn't matter. Do you know a lot? Do you don't know a lot? Are you wise? Are you not so wise? Are you evil? Like, come to our Seder so we can celebrate this freedom together. It is beautiful.
You know what? You know that song? Come on in to Downey.
You said you had 2 more things. Can I end with a story? Or are you?
Let me share 2 memories and then you end and then I'm going to leave.
You're going to get out of here?
I'm going to get out of here and get ready for Pesach.
All right, go.
2 memories as a kid. Now, I am the youngest sibling of 3, right? I have an older brother and older sister.
In the corner of my mind.
Many misty watercolor coated memories of the way we were.
Is that from Cats?
I know it from a movie.
I never saw Cats.
Neither did I.
Oh, I got nauseous.
I know this song from Big, starring Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay. Anyway, you have 2 memories.
I really want to share them. I want the world to know. Shout out to my brother David for both of these memories.
Shout out, David.
So I'm the youngest.
Shout out.
My older brother, then my sister Zahava, and then it's me. I'm number 3. So I sang the Manishtana. because I sing the four questions. The youngest.
Mikol Halelos, Mikol Halelos, Halayla ze, Halayla ze.
So things like that. So I would practice for weeks before that. And I was very nervous. We always had a lot of people at the Seder. We had family, we had friends, our parents invited friends, the whole deal.
You're the youngest?
I'm the youngest of three. Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you for recapping. And I would just get very nervous. And then my brother Dave would give me a look, and then I would know like it was really serious. So just all that pressure. Anyway, that's my story.
Did you do like funny noises, or you're just like,
No, I was like, very serious. It was like Star Search with Ed McMahon.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
You get up, stood up, and like.
Oh, totally, nice. Totally. And then another memory was Eliyahu Hanavi.
Oh, you hung out with him?
Well, interesting
Eliyahu
that you say.
Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Hatishbi.
What are you doing? So, 1 year, and I'm young. Let's say I'm 8, maybe 9, but I think it was 8. I go to open the door for Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the prophet.
Yeah.
I open the door.
He's there?
Yes.
Get out of here.
There is someone in a sheet.
Get out of here.
Like a ghost standing there. But it turns out it was my brother David.
That's
amazing. And he scared the Moses out of me.
I love that. You hear the stories where like, you know, because the idea is we open up for Eliyahu who goes to all of the Siddurim. We have a special cup the coast.
And, Elijah's
and
cup.
And some people like they kick the table a little bit like, ooh, or like, I mean, I've never seen
this. I opened the door and he was standing right
David,
there.
Kudos. Kudos to you. This episode is for you, brother.
And you know what, Dave? I knew it was you after I stopped crying because you were still wearing your flip-flops.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to end with this story. I will say this story takes a long time at the Seder, so I'm going to give the short version.
Okay.
So you'll have to fill in the blanks.
All right.
But bottom line is we start with like, Ava de Me'inu.
Ava
like
de Me'inu, Hayinu.
Oh, you don't do a rap song at your Seder?
I don't want to give everything
But the idea
away.
Is we started off as slaves, right? Yeah. It's a weird thing. Why do we start, like, this is celebrating our freedom. This is why do we start with kind of a bummer?
No.
Right, and the mar and everything. So, long story short, because it's a great story, there was a shepherd, great shepherd, and the king came and saw the shepherd, and he said, this guy knows what he's doing, and they hired him. And he quickly rose up in the ranks to became in charge of the treasury, the second highest position in the kingdom. Other people got jealous. They said, he's stealing. The king sent the police, the kingdom police, I don't know what they're called, and he sent him to his house, and he said, they searched his house, and he said, I don't have anything. Search, and they go, and they find a door that's locked. He's like, I'm not opening it. And now, they're like, you have to. No, the king comes. You have to open it. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill, like, you clearly have stolen. You won't open the house.
Yeah.
Open up, you won't open up this room. And it's like, and he's realized, like, oh my God, if they don't do it, I'm going to kill. He opens up the room, and the king thinks he can see gold and silver and jewels. He sees a rickety old chair and a whip on the floor.
Yikes.
What is that? He's like embarrassed, but he's curious. And he asks this person, what is this? Well, you wouldn't open this for fear of your life? You wouldn't open it? He goes, that is the shepherd's whip.
Uh-huh.
And every night when I come home, I sit in this room and I sing the songs I used to sing when I was out in the fields with the sheep. And I take the whip and I whip myself. Why? Because I never want to forget that I was just a shepherd in the field. And you came and you took me out and you made me into this amazing position and all this responsibility. And I got all of this, you know, clout. And I said, but I never wanted to forget that I started off as a shepherd and ultimately, all of my success is from Hashem. I said, because I was a lowly shepherd and I became this great person in the kingdom, it's because of Hashem. And that's why we start the Seder. We have to remember, we were once slaves. And who took us out? We're sitting around in our wealthy homes and our beautiful Siddurim and all this great food. And we're like, oh, look how great we are. Sure, but we owe that all to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem, who took us out of Egypt to allow us to be free at our beautiful Siddurim with our families and with our friends. And we can never forget that we owe our success to a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
That's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Don't pass over Passover, friends.
I won't. I want to wish you an amazing Passover.
You too. Chag Kasher v'Sameach to you, my friend.
Pesach. We should enjoy the Paschal Lamb. The Beis HaMikdash should come down. We should finally have the Paschal Lamb together in the Beis HaMikdash.
In Jerusalem.
In Yerushalayim.
L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim.
L'shana haba.
What?
Shana haba b'Yerushalayim.
With this podcast.
Yerushalayim.
Happy Passover.